Doing is for the blasters. Do it unto God. Hallelujah. Unto God, unto God, unto God. And add a shout of victory. Yay! Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, I increase in every area of my life. Please be seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Man of God, God bless you. Normally, I am not in a hurry to climb the pulpit. Because of James chapter 3 verse 1. It's a very dangerous scripture. James 3 verse 1. Let not many of you become teachers, for you shall receive a stricter judgment. Stricter. So it is not fun holding a microphone. It means that whatever you say on the pulpit can be used against you in the court of heaven. Hallelujah. So when Jesus came in Matthew 23 verse 1, He was telling his disciples that the scribes and the Pharisees, they sit in Moses' seat. So whatever they tell you to observe, you observe and do it. But do not do according to their works. For they say, but they do not do. Hallelujah. But this morning, we pray for grace. We pray for grace to obey his word. Hallelujah. Give a better clap offering unto Jesus. And God bless you for coming. And God bless Pastor Bento, hallelujah, for the opportunity. And God bless mommy, hallelujah. I also appreciate Pastor Ankra, hallelujah. Oh, let's do it better unto them. And also our able deacons, God bless you. And also God bless you for coming, hallelujah. Oh, are you excited? Are you excited? Shout and say, my season of great increase. Oh, say, my season of great increase. Hallelujah. In 1 minute, let's bow down our head in prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. I declare that you speak through me and let it be a blessing unto your people. Let burdens be lifted and let hearts be encouraged. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Say, my season of great increase. Your posture doesn't look like you are expecting some increase. Say, my season of great increase. Hallelujah. I believe that in this year, God is about shifting us from negative to positive. Hallelujah. God is about lifting somebody from addition to multiplication. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 115 verse 14, it says that may the Lord give you increase more and more. You and your children receive generational blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh, I said receive generational increase in the name of Jesus. Psalm 115 verse 14. May the Lord say, I receive increase, me and my children. That means that the increase must go beyond you. It must travel beyond you. And you must be able to hand it over to you and your what? And your children. And your children's children. Receive that increase in the name of Jesus. I said, receive that increase in the name of Jesus. If you read Job chapter 8 verse 7, it says that though your beginning was small, though it may be small, by your latter end, say my latter end shall greatly increase. Oh, say my latter end shall greatly increase. It means that you began with one shop, but you not end up with that one shop. Hallelujah. As the days go by, as the months go by, as the years go by, you will be opening branches. Nations will be ordering from that shop in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 11. He says that may the Lord make you 1,000 times more and bless you as he has promised you. Say, I receive 1,000 times more blessing. Say, I receive 1,000 times more blessing. So we are wired for increase. We are not permitted to diminish. We are not permitted to go down. Be it in our finances, be it in our marriage, be it in our career. Hallelujah. Say, I receive increase. All run increase. In the name of Jesus. So let's look at some dynamics, dimensions of increase. Areas of increase in this year. Which area are we supposed to increase as a church? As individuals, which area? Dimensions / areas of increase. Grace, you are not writing. Number one, wisdom. Say, I receive wisdom. Say, I increase in wisdom. If you read Luke chapter 2, verse 52, Bible says that, and Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and men. He increased in what? Wisdom, stature, and what? Favor with God. He did not increase with anointing in the beginning. Because anointing without wisdom, that marriage can crash. Anointing without wisdom, that ministry can crash. Anointing without wisdom, that company can go down. But God increased him in wisdom, in stature, and in favor. This morning, I bless you with the spirit of wisdom. I said, I bless you with the spirit of wisdom. I said, I bless you with the spirit of wisdom. Yeah. We need wisdom because we are living in an evil and a wicked world. We are not alone. We are surrounded by wolves. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10 verse 16, behold, I send you as sheep among wolves. Therefore, be wise as what? As serpents. And be harmless as, so you cannot live anyhow. You cannot go through this year casually. Hallelujah. You must be wise as what? It's a serpent. Because we are living in times of deception. And deception is the greatest weapon of the enemy. The devil used it in the Garden of Eden. And he's going to use it in the end time. Hallelujah. So when man fell in the Garden of Eden, and God visited the woman in Genesis chapter 3, verse 13. He said, what is this that you have done? He said, the serpent deceived me and I ate it. The serpent deceived me, and I did what? That deception was at the beginning. The person behind the counsel. And deception is also going to be the last weapon of the enemy. Genesis chapter 3, verse 13. You better be reading the Bible. Genesis 3, 13. What is this you have done? The woman said what? The serpent did what? The serpent did what? Oh, I can't hear. The serpent did what? And I ate it. In the end time, as we are in, the greatest weapon of the enemy is deception. So if you read the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 7, the Bible says that after 1,000 years has expired, Satan will be released out of his prison. In the verse 8, Revelation 20, verse 8, and he will go out deceiving the nations. He will go out doing what? So you see, he began with deception, and he will end with deception. So you cannot avoid to be wise in this our end time. So when the disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, verse 3, that what will be the sign of your coming? What should we look out for? Jesus replied in Matthew 24, verse 4, and he said, take heed that no one deceives you. We are going somewhere. See, you cannot live your life to chance. You cannot open your doors to just anybody. Hallelujah. Matthew 24, verse 12, verse 4. Take heed that no one deceives you, because it is one of the greatest weapons of the enemy. Yeah. Take heed that no one does what? Deceives you. Jacob did not take heed and he was deceived. But I pray for you that you will not be deceived. I said, I pray for you that you will not be deceived. Jacob, the Bible says in Genesis 29, verse 23, says, now it came to pass in the evening that Laban, his uncle, presented Leah to Jacob. And Jacob went into her. He did what? The Genetian and I, we understand that. He did what? He went into her. Genesis 29, verse 23. Jacob did not ask Leah's name. Now, madam, what is your name? If he had asked, he said, oh, I'm not Rachel. But he did what? He went into her. The man was in a hurry. There was no authentication and there was no verification. And he was in from evening to morning. That's a strong man. Evening to morning ministry. From evening to when? So in 25, Bible said that, Genesis 29, 25, Bible said that, so it came to pass in the morning, behold, it was Leah. Then Jacob asked 3 questions. What is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you for? How come you have deceived me? 7 years of hard labor wasted by his own uncle, a brother relative. This morning I declare over your life, any plan of the enemy to waste your life through deception, we cancel that plan. I said, any plan of the enemy to waste your life through deception, we cancel that plan. In the name of Jesus, receive wisdom this morning. Receive wisdom to accomplish. In the name of Jesus, you will not be wasted. You will not be put to shame. Your feet will not slip. In the name of Jesus, say, I receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. You cannot live anyhow this year. Know who enters into your life. Who does what? Whether relationship, whether business partner. Know who enters into your life. The fact that the guy gave you a bar of chocolate does not mean he works at Cocoa Board. One bar, did you say? Yeah, one bar. I work at Cocoa Board. Cocoa Board, some guys say a box. Deception. Bible calls them wicked and unreasonable men. These are manipulants. Hallelujah. This year will not be manipulated. Hallelujah. So Jesus said in the book of John 22, 24, Bible says that
He did not commit himself to men because he knew all men.
He did not do what?
Some of us, we are too committed to men. We look up to people. If Pastor Gabriel is not there, I cannot be helped. We are too attached to men. He did not commit himself to men. Because what?
He knew all.
Psalm 41 verse 9. He says that my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread. I gave him food, I gave him water, I gave him shelter. Who ate my bread has raised his heel against me. Psalm 41 verse 9. My own familiar friend. We declare that in this year we will not be deceived. I said we will not be deceived. Hallelujah. So wisdom, what it does is that 41 verse 9, not 49, 9, 41 verse 9. So one, you avoid deception. You avoid traps. Hallelujah. Because see, some people have onboarded people into their lives in the name of marriage. And they went down. The woman or the man came with a secret child. Deception. Someone says, I'm working at Echo Bank. You got married. Realize later that the man does not even have an offer letter. Yeah. Hallelujah. So you have to be. Number two, what does wisdom teach us? Wisdom teaches us what to do. In this year, know what to do. Know what to say, I know what to do. You must know what to do. This year, there are no excuses. There should be no excuses. John chapter 6, verse 6. Concerning Jesus, Bible says that, but this he said to them, to test them. But he himself knew what he would do. John 6, 6. This he said, to do what? To test them. For he himself knew what he would. For you, your landlord is your best friend. What must he tell you? He is giving you time for you to get your own land and to build. What's necessary for you? 10 years. Your landlord is your best friend. What it must tell you, wisdom, that see, I have peace of mind with my landlord. I must start my own. If you are working, you know that snit, when you retire, will not be able to take care of your pre-retirement income. Snit can only take up to 20 to 30% of your pre-retirement income, maximum 40%. So what must you do? Every month, you must be putting 10 Ghana cedis what? Aside. So that when you retire at 60, it will meet your what? Pre-retirement. Trophy. Watch it. Yogurt. You don't have a budget. You don't have a plan. This year, may you walk in wisdom. May you know what to do. Hallelujah. It is very, very important. Because you see, believers, we believe that, it's faith. But Bible said that faith without works is what? Is dead. So it's the works. You are believing God for a job. The works is what? To apply for the job. You are believing God for a wife. The works is that you have to go and propose. Buy pizza. These are the works. Hallelujah. Yeah. Would they be so credit now? Would you be there? Now the girls who have come, they like her. But what should they like? Receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and give God praise. Hallelujah. So the number one dimension, we said what? Wisdom. Number two dimension we need to work in is prosperity. Prosperity. Poverty has no friends. Prosperity. Prosperity. Genesis 26 verse 13. Concerning Isaac, he began to prosper. He continued prospering until he became very, very prosperous. That is the state of the believer. He began. Say, in this year, I begin. Say, I'll continue to prosper. And I'll become very, very prosperous. Yeah. So, began to prosper. You have a land. But you're still a tenant. You can say, it began to what? Prosper. Union to foundation. But what does I say? And he continued prospering. He built 2-bedroom. You have a car. and became very prosperous. But let's put the very aside. Let's say prosperous. You have other businesses. You have cars. Now your wife has a car. Then we have very... most of us are not in the very prosperous. When we say very, very prosperous, you come to pastor. The rent you have been announcing, it is enough. I am dropping 100,000 Ghana cedis. And you drop it, and your body temperature is intact. Hallelujah. That is very prosperous. May God carry you into that realm. May God take you into that realm. May God take you into that arena. In the name of Jesus, shout and say, I am very prosperous. Hallelujah. Yeah. They come to Pastor Jerry. Pastor Jerry, I am buying you Brabus. Brabus is not a t-shirt, too. It's a car. Brabus. Brabus. Kofi, are you there? Bra what? Brabus. Yeah. Brabus. See, we Christians say we must walk into that arena. We must. That's our default system. Hallelujah. We must function in that realm. Start and say, I am very prosperous. Yeah. This one, that one car. Engine go. Battery. This. No. We are shifting to a higher level. Yeah. One day, my wife and I went to Ghana Card, NIA, to go and do our card. One car. Say one car. Yeah. And I have to go to work. That day, I was furious. Because at 11 o'clock, I was still at the Ghana Card office. I had to get to work at 1 p.m. angry. And God said, don't be angry. If it were two cars. May a car chair so that this Christmas, you buy me a car. Yeah. Somebody didn't say amen. Buy a car. One car. Confusing the family. Because of what? One car. Car is not, I realize that it is not a luxury. Because you do what? You need it. Don't see it as, hey, Charlie, how will I fuel the car? No. He said, you need it. Assume it is raining in the morning. You want to come to church. Where you are staying is like my place. The road is not good. You can't call for Uber. And it is raining. You really want to come. One share, I want to remember. Yeah. But assuming you have a car, you roll up, what's so easy? You put some gospel song. God will work it out. That wiper, bumper. Even if you are a sinner, you feel that angels are with you. Hey, receive that blessing in the name of Jesus. I said, receive that blessing in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Prosperity. Yeah. It's our default system. So if you read Genesis chapter 13, Genesis 13 verse 2, Bible says that, and Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. Very. Concerning Abraham, very. Dusted. You are dusted and you are serving God. Ayaba. You are dusted and you are dancing. You are dusted and you are sweeping in the church. You are dusted and you can kneel down and be crying. But this one, that when you are worship is going on. We lift your name. Now I cry. Landlord, rent. Monday. Monday, we'll be sharing with you. Na umuda ye basa. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say, I receive the wealth of Christ. Say, I receive riches in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So Jesus didn't surround himself with poor men. No. When he came as a pastor, Pastor Jesus, he had Peter. Peter has his own house. He called the tax collector because he has accumulated some money. Because the ministry needed money. So the people that Jesus called were rich people. They were not broke men. So when Lazarus died, the only time Jesus wept in public was in John 11, 35. The shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Do you know why he wept? Because Lazarus had died. And it was in his house that he used to eat bread. I am telling you biblically. Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. These were siblings. And Jesus, so when he heard that Jesus, he was saying, hey, now who will give me bread? He wept, was charging, said, Lazarus, I command you to come forth. And this morning, I command someone's finances to come forth. I command your blessing to come forth. I command your breakthrough to come forth. In the name of Jesus, every set limitation of our finances is broken. in the name of Jesus. Say, I am coming forth. Where will? Sure. How will he die? How will my ministry survive? That's why if I come forth. Jesus wept. Yeah, you will not see this anywhere. Hallelujah. Say, I receive the blessing of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands and give God praise. But how will we walk in this blessing? The how? Every promise has conditions. Hallelujah. Every promise has what? Conditions. How? The how? The how? Number one is obedience. Number one is what? Obedience. Isaiah 1 verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you are willing and what? You shall do what? The good. Verse 20. But if you refuse and you rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Adam did not know this. Adam did not know what? Adam was not, he didn't know this scripture. This scripture was written after Adam had gone. So he didn't know this. So Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 verse 15, when God took Adam and he placed Adam in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. Genesis 2:15. And then he commanded him saying, of every tree in the garden you may freely eat. 16. But 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. But for in the day that you shall eat, you shall surely die. Adam took these instructions casually. He thought it was a joke. So he violated these instructions. And God came to the woman in Genesis chapter 3 verse 13. What is this you have done? Tell your neighbor, what is this you are doing? Look into the person's eye. What is this you are doing? You are doing something that your pastor is not even aware. What is this? So in Genesis chapter 3 verse 17, God began to pass judgment. And he said, cursed is the earth for your sake. What a judgment. Cursed is the what? Is the earth for your sake. Because why? God could not curse man because he had already blessed man, be fruitful and multiply. So he could not place a curse upon man. So he had to place a curse on the earth. Cursed is the earth for your sake. In other words, I place a limitation on what the earth can give you. I place a limitation on the increase that the earth can give you. You will not get the desired increase that the earth is supposed to give you. Hallelujah. He placed a curse on the limitation. He said that thorns and thistles shall be bread for you. Thorns and what? The next verse, thorns and thistles. Because you disobeyed me. Thorns and what? And thistles. It shall bring forth for you. And in the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread all the days of your life. And you shall go through this 365 days. And after you have gone through it and you are tired, you shall go back to the ground. Because out of the ground you came. This was Adam. 19. This was his portion. Because he did what? He disobeyed. And Isaiah 1 verse 20 said what? If you refuse and you rebel, you'll be devoured by the what? By the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has done what? Had spoken. So God has to drive man out of the garden with a sword. So if you read Genesis chapter 3 verse 24, Bible said that God drove man out of the garden. Genesis 3:24. And then he placed a cherubim at the east of the garden with a flaming sword. Sword devoured man. The sword was to make sure that what? The tree of life was intact. Because if man had come into contact with the tree of life, mankind, you and I, with this our wickedness, would have lived forever. Like on this earth, you come back there. We are living forever. Ay, ay, ay. We are living forever. We are not dying. Hey, Charlie. This was the portion of Adam because of what? Disobedience. So Adam fell from a realm of all sufficiency to a realm of deficiency and insufficiency. From a realm of plenty to a realm of what? Of lack. From a realm of comfort to a realm of struggle. Why? Because of disobedience. This was not part of the script in heaven. But because Adam deviated from the script, God placed limitation upon Adam. But thank God, you and I, we are not of the seed of Adam. I said, we are not of the seed of Adam. I said, we are not of the seed of Adam. Let me show you our proper seed, where we belong. Genesis chapter 15, verse 22. Okay, 22, 15. Genesis 22, verse 15. Genesis 22, verse 15, quickly. This was when Abraham went to sacrifice Isaac on the Mount of Moriah. Hallelujah. Then the Bible said that then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven, 16, and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Remember the other one. What did he say? What is this you have done? This one says what? Because you have done and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, in blessing I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate. This is our portion. This morning I bless you with multiplication. This morning I bless you with abundance. This morning I bless you with increase. May God bless your bread. May God bless your water. May God bless your going out. May God bless your coming in. Whatever you touch in this year, it shall see increase. In the name of Jesus. This is our state. Bible says that we are of the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in Hebrews 2:16, says God does not give aid to his angels. Say he does not give aid to his angels. But he gives aid to the seed of Abraham. Hebrews 2:16. This morning, receive divine aid. I said, receive divine aid. Receive divine help. Receive divine assistance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. God does not provide aid to angels. But he does provide aid to the seed of Abraham. Shout, I obey. So obedience is one of the keys to increase. Obedience. You have to obey. You have no option than to do what? How did I become a pastor? I always say, I didn't come here to pastor. I came to marry and go. How did I become a pastor? After I got married, I was in the house. 5 a.m. I got up. I was normal church boy. Normal church boy. Reading my Bible, 5 a.m. Then PKF called me. Jerry, where are you? I said, well, I'm awake. Come to church now. Let's pray. Pastor has called you to come and pray. It is a privilege. I didn't spend 3 hours in the washroom. Drove. There was a checkpoint. The man asked me, oh, call him. I'm a pastor. Now Bible. So this is my Bible. I came here. Man of God was lying here praying. The kingdom was here. I found myself in that corner. That morning we prayed. Kadabaya. Let there be here. See, obedience, it will bring you increase. The following Sunday, I did not wait for PKF to call me. I came here on my own at 4 a.m. and I was praying. The man of God was shocked. I was just praying. The following day, I was here at 2 a.m. PKF came here at 3:30. Kofi, where's Kofi? Yeah, Kofi is here. I was praying when I heard the door. Somebody's pushing the burger proof. I said, hey, Charlie, Kofi, where are you now? Me, I don't have that physical strength for. I thought they were armed robbers. And I say, the man of God came in. And it was consistent. Pastor Kudu never called me 2 times. Jerry, where are you to come and pray? Never. Just once. How many times? Some of you, pastor has to repeat every Sunday, put this thing here. Then the following day, we put it back. I told you, put it here. Then you bring Sunday repetition. Yeah, same instruction, you know, over and over and over and over. Over. Church start at 7 a.m. 7:30, no leader, no departmental head, no departmental member, no church member. Meanwhile, we said at 7 a.m. we are praying. You are now stretching your leg in the bed. You are snoozing the alarm. 7:30 a.m. I mean, well, work starts at 8. But 7:30 a.m., you are at work. You are pressing your computer. If God was to hold your oxygen for 30 minutes, where would you be? If God is to suspend the oxygen that you are taking for free for 30 minutes, where would you be? This year, let's be God addict. Let's be God what? See, God subtracted death, D-E-A-T-H, from the faithfulness of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah had 15 years extra. Faithfulness plus loyalty plus commitment minus death. Hezekiah had 15 years what? If God should subtract death from your service, how many years will be left for you? I'm sure you should have been dead. But mercy is keeping you. So what must you do? You must reciprocate that mercy with obedience. If you are clapping, clap. The same way you clap for money, clap for this one too. So the Bible says in Hebrews 10:31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. It is dangerous to take God for granted. It is a fearful thing to be in the hands of God, because judgment will begin from the house of God. So you must be what? Faithful, committed. Paul calls it the bond servant. Romans 1:1. I am a servant, but I am bond servant. Obedience. Bond what? Bond servant. Must obey. Hallelujah. Moses encountered Jesus in the burning bush. The burning bush was not God the Father. It was not Abba Father. It was Jesus the Son. God the Son. Because if you read Exodus chapter 3 verse 2, it talks about the angel of the Lord. Angel of the what? That is God the Son. Say God the Son. Say God the Son. So in Exodus chapter 3 verse 13, Moses told God the Son, who was Jesus, that see, I am going to your people to tell them that the God of my fathers has sent me to you. But if they return and they ask me, what is his name? What will I tell them? In the verse 14, Exodus 3:14, said, God said to Moses, I am who? Tell the children of Israel, I am has sent you. That I am was not God the Father. That I am was God the Son. Why? Because in John chapter 8, verse 56, Jesus told the Pharisees and the Jews that your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was what? He was glad. John 8:56. So in the 57, they replied to Jesus and said that, you are not up to 50. So how come you are saying that you have seen our father Abraham? And Jesus replied and said, before Abraham was, I am. So that I am was God the Son. But the I am had not been revealed to you and I. The I am was lurking in shadows. Bible calls him that the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. For I am to be revealed to you and I, the I am had to pay a price of death. The I am had to come down in the form of man and die and to pay the price of death, because it was only his blood that would have been the acceptable sacrifice through which you and I could be saved. So when the angels in heaven, when they looked into the matter and they saw the price which was to be paid by the God the Son, they questioned God in Psalm 8 verse 4. Say, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visiteth him? In other words, man who has rebelled against you since the beginning. What at all is special with this man that you are so thoughtful, you are so mindful of man? Man who has rebelled against you. You yourself said in Genesis chapter 6 verse 6 that you had regretted creating man. You yourself said that you had repented. You had created man. Why are you sending God the Son on earth to come and die for this crooked and sinful generation? But Jesus had to come. He had to do what? So the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 8 gave us a scenario. Being found in the appearance of him as a man, He was not supposed to even tread on this earth. But being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:8. Therefore, after obedience, therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of the citizens in heaven, of the inhabitants of on earth, and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, to the glory of God the Father. Promotion came after obedience. Increase came after obedience. Exaltation came after obedience. So Colossians 1 verse 19, he said, it pleased, God was in heaven, and Bible said in Colossians 1 19, it pleased the Father that in him all fullness dwell. It pleased the Father that in Christ all fullness dwell. That means when Christ shows up, God the Father shows up. When Christ shows up, God the Son shows up. When Christ shows up, God the Spirit shows up. Why? Because he paid the price of obedience and God exalted him. So when Philip dared ask a reckless question in John 14 verse 8, say, Lord, show us the Father and it is sufficient for us. Jesus rebuked him and said in John 14 verse 9, I have been with you for so long and you have not known me, Philip. He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? In other words, I am the express image of the invisible God. I came down from heaven. I came down from the one who dwells between the cherubim. The one who dwells in secret. I came down from him. I carry God the Trinity. I came to flow that God to you, Philip. Obedience. It is missing in this generation. We come to church today, next week we don't come. You determine when you want to come to church. The church has become a green track, yellow track. We are so stubborn. Until they call you to check upon you, you are angry. You say you won't come to church. See, a time is coming that you wish you were in church. A time is coming, you will run to church. A time is coming, you will run to church. You do what? Nobody, you'll be looking for God. Your time is coming. You will be looking for God. Obedience. This was what the early church knew. This was what the forerunners of the gospel knew. This was what Abraham knew. So God appears to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Said at 99 years, God appeared to Abraham and he said, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. Verse 2, and I will establish my covenant between you and I, and I will multiply you exceedingly. 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 Solomon, after all his pomp, after all his rise to fame, after his wealth, after his money, after his gold, after his riches, he concluded in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. The conclusion of the whole matter. Their car, their husband, their lands, the fame, the promotion, the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. This is man's all. Clap, clap, clap. This is man's all. The whole duty. This is man's all. This is man's what? This is man's all. This is all that is required of you. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 51, if anyone keep my commands, he shall never see death. John 8, 51, if anyone keep my word, he shall never... Yeah. Obedience will bring you increase. Obedience will bring you before kings. Obedience will promote you. Say, I walk in obedience. In the name of Jesus. Say, I walk in obedience. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. So it's our little drops of obedience that will propel us into our arena of increase. Little drops. You cannot behave it and not become it. You cannot obey God and he will disappoint you. It's not possible. Hallelujah. Let's take our final point. So how we become? We said what? Obedience. Number two, right prayer. Right prayer. right prayer. Right prayer. Right prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Whatever is not committed to God through prayer, after a while, it diminishes. Then it goes down. So if you are married, you don't commit your marriage to prayer. After a while, it diminishes and it does what? It breaks. Prayer. When Jesus came and was testifying of John in Matthew 11, verse 7, he said, when you went out into the wilderness, what did you go out to see? A reed shaken by the wind. When you went out to where? To the wilderness. So that means John was always in the wilderness. Yeah. So Matthew 3:3 describes John as a voice crying in the what? In the wilderness. Crying in the wilderness. And because he was crying, he was praying, he was seeking God. Bible says in Matthew 3 verse 5, says Jerusalem, all Judea, and the surrounding regions of Jordan, they came to him. When you pray, you draw attention. When you pray, you see increase. When you pray, ministry grows. Hallelujah. Yeah. The wilderness. Give me Mark 1:12. Jesus' ministry was stagnant. His life was what? Was stagnant. Bible said that one day, the man was refusing. So the Spirit did what? The Spirit drove him. So Jesus did not go on his own accord. It is what the Spirit that did what? That drove him. You see, Charlie, go. This is the time to fulfill your ministry. The Spirit drove him. And the next verse, he was in the wilderness of what? For 40 days, being tempted by Satan. Bible said, and angels came and ministered to him. After being in the wilderness, Mark 1:28, Jesus saw a shift in his ministry. He saw a shift. There was an increase. His fame spread abroad throughout all the regions of Galilee. Spread. Because why? He was in the wilderness. The wilderness is not Kasua Forest. The wilderness is that your car park. It's your garage. That spare room that you have, that you have packed children's toys inside. You have packed them to the roof. Go and scatter those toys. Pastor has placed 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. That is a period of wilderness. You enter into that period and you start praying. Kaba, Shada, Tuda, Leba. What are you doing? You are mounting up with wings. What are you doing? You are having a competitive advantage. Some of you, we place the Zoom there. You see the Zoom. You see it. Pastor Ankara will place it. Then you see it. You do like this. Then you do like this. You go around it. What are you doing? You are busily chatting in another group, 10 p.m. Man City versus Chelsea. How Mahrez missed a penalty. And you are wasting your destiny away. You are mortgaging your life. Yeah. You don't know that. Some of us, we are standing here, not our prayer. Our mother's prayer. It what delivered us. Some of us, where we were, if I should tell you some of the things, you come and take the microphone from me, you will say that this man cannot be a pastor. Where we were, my wife knows. My mother was on her knees praying for this preacher, man that you are seeing here. And by the grace of God, God redeemed me from the pit of hell. Prayer can bring that solution that you so much desire. Pray what? So you must have time in the wilderness. You are too busy. You are chasing. We are running around for nothing. Saturdays are for funerals. Saturday is for wedding. You put it on status. Saturday is for wedding. What could chat? Will be wedding. What could chat? You put it on. Saturdays are for weddings. And you come home, you are tired. Saturdays are for what? You are tired. Only girls. What could gym when you say? So Sunday morning, you don't even come to church. You place the things of God below, and the things of world you have exalted, you have magnified, and you are running with it. You don't know that you are on your way to hell. So the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, seek those things which are above. Seek those things. Seek those things which are what? Yeah. 30th night, me and Henry were here praying. 30th night, not 31st night, 30th. Thursday to Friday, we were here praying, 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. I went home. To my wife, God bless you. Joel, God bless you. Jason, God bless you. I took my bath. I went to work, 31st. 31st, I closed at 7. I got here at 8. Nobody was here. Kofi was playing the music loud. I said, my brother, lower the music. We are here to pray. I prayed, then people came in. When I was crossing over and I was dancing, my boss sent me text. Oh boy, you must come to work 1st January. The time, 6 a.m. From 31st night, went to work at 6 a.m. We're running end of year. I was there, we're there. I left office 8:22 p.m. Came home Saturday, tired. Sunday, gathered my body, done, prayed, took my bath. I was here at 6:15 a.m. See, there is no place like the presence of God. And the blessing is evident. Ask my wife, the blessing over these last 2 years is not for money. The increase, mind-blowing. Why? Because we have decided to seek him who dwells in secret. Seek him. Have time for God. Have time for what? So you must be in the wilderness. Increase cannot come. You can get increase, but prayer will sustain it. Prayer will do what? Yeah. So if you read Acts chapter 2, verse 47, Bible said that, and the Lord increased the church. Remember, daily. Acts 2, 47. Daily increase. Added daily to the church, those who are being saved. Why? Because in the verse 1, Acts 2, verse 1, Bible said that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were together with one accord. Acts 2, verse 1. They were not eating jollof. They were praying. They were doing what? So Acts 6 verse 4, we will give ourselves unto prayer. We will do what? We will give ourselves unto prayer and to the ministry of the word. We will, the way you wake up and you go to Barclays, you give yourself to Barclays because they will pay your salary. You give yourself to Echo Bank. The same way you must give yourself to prayer. So thank God pastor has brought the 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. Because at midnight, that is when spirits are active. And that is when mortals are vulnerable. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to join. Tell your neighbor, join. Join, 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 join. Tell your neighbor, do what? Prayer. You must join. Because in the night, you see, God wanted to take something from Adam, but he did not know how to take the thing. So the Bible said that he placed a deep sleep upon Adam, and then he took that rib from him. Genesis 2:21. It is when men are asleep, that's when they become what? Vulnerable. When he wanted to take it, he couldn't take it. Whilst he was there, whilst he was awake, whilst he was vigilant, it was when that he took that thing. Hezekiah, 2 Kings 20, verse 1. The prophet comes, put your house in order. You shall not live. You shall surely die. 2 Kings 20, verse 2. What did he do? He turned his face against the wall. Shada, bada, I cannot die. Lord, remember. Hi, some of you, when you hear prophecy, don't even pray. You are running head to scatter. He received prophecy of death. But what did he do? He prayed. Verse 5, God said, I have heard your prayer and I've seen your tears. Verse 6, God added, there was increase in the number of years. 15 more years. 15 more years. The testimony of increase is the testimony of obedience. The testimony of increase is the testimony of prayer. God richly bless you. Can you rise to your feet? Hallelujah. Begin to pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Begin to pray in tongues. Obedience to the word. Obedience to the word. I'll seek you in prayer. Kayaba. Begin to pray in tongues. Begin to pray in tongues.
Generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations. Children, and their children, may his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family.
before, behind, beside, all around you, within you. He is with you. He is with you. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going. You rejoice. He is for. May the faith.